Hey, everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is March 21st. Today, we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block, and we're going to take a look at the second half of 2 Nephi chapter 32. If you'll remember, chapter 32, Nephi is trying to teach his people how to receive personal revelation for themselves. In chapter 31, he taught them about the doctrines of Christ. And then right after he finishes teaching them about the doctrine of Christ, it says that he is sad that they are still wondering what they should do. And so it seems like for chapter 32, he's trying to teach them that they can receive revelation for themselves about what they should do and what their next steps should be. And so chapter 32 is Nephi teaching them how they can better receive personal revelation. Yesterday, we talked about the first half where he talks about feasting on the words of Christ and that through feasting on the words of Christ can tell us all things that we should do. And today, we're going to take a look at this second half. What else is Nephi going to teach us that we need to do to better understand and to better obtain personal revelation in our lives? So as we continue on here, it would seem that Nephi was aware that his people were struggling with the doctrine of prayer, or they were struggling in their own personal lives with how to pray and how to have that relationship with God in prayer. Listen to what it says in verse 8. It says, "And now, my beloved brethren, I perceive that ye ponder still in your hearts, and it grieveth me that I must speak concerning this thing. For if ye would hearken unto the Spirit, which teacheth a man to pray, ye would know that ye must pray. For the evil spirit teacheth not a man to pray, but teacheth him that he must not pray." So this is why it feels like he knows that they have a problem with prayer, because after he's taught them about feasting on the words of Christ and receiving revelation through that, he says, "Guys, I don't know why you're still struggling understanding what to do." And he said, "Because if you would just hearken unto the Spirit, which it teaches you that you need to pray, then you would be praying. And then you could be receiving this revelation and you could know what it is that you're supposed to be doing." But something that I think that Nephi understood here with his people, and something that I think that we understand and can understand and need to understand, is that here they were struggling with prayer. They were struggling to want to pray. And I think Nephi understood that really that was a symptom of a much bigger problem. The Bible Dictionary teaches that as soon as we learn the true relationship in which we stand toward God, namely, God is our Father and we are His children, then at once prayer becomes natural and instinctive on our part. So it's kind of a catch-21. Because we build our relationship with our Father in heaven through time spent with Him and through that communication with Him in prayer. But the more we don't have that relationship with Him, the less natural and instinctive it is to pray. And so that's where the Spirit comes into this. The Spirit teaches us to pray. The Spirit encourages us to pray so that we can build that relationship with our Father in heaven. And so that through that relationship, prayer then becomes a very instinctual, very natural thing for us. And I think that's what Nephi was trying to help his people understand. He was trying to help them understand that they needed to draw nearer to the Spirit so that the Spirit could then teach them and inspire them to pray, and then they could build that relationship with their Father in heaven, which would allow for prayer to become more natural for them. So it's one of those things that we need to pray, no matter what, even on days where we might not be feeling that. And that happens, right? There are some days where it's harder to pray than others. There are some days where it doesn't feel as natural and instinctive as others. But it's on those days that we need prayer more, not less. So then Nephi continues teaching about prayer in verse 9, where he says, "But behold, I say unto you that ye must pray always and not faint, that ye must not perform anything unto the Lord, save in the first place ye shall pray unto the Father in the name of Christ, that he will consecrate thy performance unto thee, that thy performance may be for the welfare of thy soul." So a couple of interesting things to point out about this verse is that it says, "I say unto you that ye must pray always and not faint." The word faint there does not mean to pass out, okay? It's not like Nephi saying, pray always and just try not to pass out from exertion, right? That's not what it means there at all. In fact, the word faint here really means to weaken. So what Nephi is saying is pray always and don't let prayer become a weak spot for you. Keep that ability to pray and to communicate with God a strength. Don't let that weaken. And then the second part of it, Nephi teaches that we should, before we do anything, we should pray so that God can consecrate whatever we do, whatever our action is, for our benefit. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to pray so that we win the football game and we're absolutely going to win the football game. No, that's not how it works. Remember, we've been taught prayer is not like a vending machine that we order what we want, but we pray so that God can use the experience that we're going into for the benefit of our souls. Elder Bednar once gave a talk called Pray Always, and in that talk, listen to what he says about how we should pray before we do anything. He says, we learn that the spiritual creation preceded the temporal creation. In a similar way, meaningful morning prayer is an important element in the spiritual creation of each day and precedes the temporal creation or the actual execution of the day, just as the temporal creation was linked to and a continuation of the spiritual creation. So meaningful morning and evening prayers are linked to and a continuation of each other. I love this concept of our morning prayers being like setting our day up spiritually with our Father in heaven. To run through our day, let him know what we're hoping to accomplish. Let him know what our goals are, what our hopes are for that day. The things that we're going to do, asking for his support and his help in those things. And then in the evening, reporting back to our Father in heaven about our successes and our failures. In that way, our relationship with our Father in heaven builds as we spiritually create our day together with him, and then we report that day back to him. So here in chapter 32, Nephi really just wants us to understand how to receive revelation, how to come to a better understanding of what God wants to communicate with us. He teaches us that we receive revelation through the words of Christ and through the power of prayer. But listen to what Elder Hales teaches us about revelation and about knowing the way forward and what we should do. He says, often when we pray for help with a significant matter, Heavenly Father will give us gentle promptings that require us to think, exercise faith, work, at times struggle, and then act. It is a step-by-step process that enables us to discern inspired answers. Seldom will you receive a complete response all at once. It will come a piece at a time, in packets, so that you will grow in capacity. As each piece is followed in faith, you will be led to other portions until you have the whole answer. That pattern requires you to exercise faith in our Father's capacity to respond. While sometimes it is very hard, it results in significant personal growth. I love this reminder that Elder Hales gives us, because oftentimes in the scriptures, we see, oh, we want to receive personal revelation. We want to know all the things that we should do. So here it says that we just have to read our scriptures. And so sometimes that sets us up to think that, oh, I can just open my scriptures and I'm going to have the answer from the beginning to the end. But I love what Elder Hales teaches us here, that oftentimes our Father in heaven gives us a small piece at a time, a gentle prompting that we need to think about, that we need to work through, that we need to exercise faith in, that sometimes we have to struggle with. But that when we act on it, then the next portion will come, the next small piece of the puzzle will come. And that as we continue to seek out revelation, and then to act on the revelation that we receive, whether it's big or small, that is how God functions in our lives to teach us all things that we should do. Not that we read our scriptures and points A to Z is spelled out before us, but that God, little piece by little piece, step by step, will reveal to us the things that we should do. My friends, in my life, I have found this to be true. That when I'm seeking revelation, God usually just gives me the next small step. But that as we act in faith, continuing forward, striving to follow our Father in heaven, that in the end, God will get us where we need to be with the knowledge that we need as we trust Him and trust in His plan and trust in His ability to lead us and guide us and give us that revelation. We will seek Him out and we can, in time, know all things that we should do. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.